Today is our church's annual meeting, and I did write some remarks in the report to prepare us for that meeting, but I'm going to reference the meeting, but start with the story, because it is such a compelling one. The back and forth between this man who has been interrupted in his begging and is so articulate in his defense of himself, and the conversation that they had, which is so rich in questions for us about seeing and not seeing, seeing and blindness being used as a metaphor, and we don't lose sight of the real seeing and the real physical blindness. We pray for that. But the metaphor is being used to talk about seeing as in the sense of understanding. There was a piece that pulled a memory back for me from the past, and it was that very visceral scene of him spitting in the mud, in the sand, and making mud. And I don't know if you could picture that mud being applied to your own eyes. But I'm going to help by giving another visceral image. There's a yoga class that I particularly love going to. It's in Toronto, and it was before the pandemic, and I would look forward to this class because of the instructor, who said such thoughtful things in between the postures. And evidently, this class was popular with other people because it was always packed. And it just so happened that as I would go to this class, it was that time of day when businesses are busy and the construction of a neighboring building began. You know, there are all sorts of buildings going down and coming up. And so there would be the sound of jackhammers during this yoga class. And he was very helpful, saying, you know, it's about the breathing. It's about being present in the moment to what you were doing. And these distractions, you need to recognize that they're there, but let them go. And these jackhammers went on for months. So I would remind myself, it's not about the jackhammers, it's about the breathing. And that all worked fine for a while, until the sweater. That's the guy who sweats a lot. So I started to notice that there would be a pool of his sweat around his towel, and that if you walked, you might slip in it, and people made this berth around him at the end of the class to leave. And then came the day when I was late and the only spot in the class was beside him. So I reminded myself it's about the breathing. And you know, it was a kind of yoga where if you look at anyone else, you're going to lose your balance. But that pool of sweat was expanding out from his towel to my dry towel. And so I had real difficulty keeping my focus and my balance and my breathing in the moment. And then it happened. My towel wicked up his sweat. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't keep my focus. Now, I told that to one person, and the person was so horrified that I thought, okay, I think that there's a life lesson in here, but I better be careful about telling it because of how graphic it is. But I found myself thinking this winter, because we delayed the vestry, and the reasons we delayed it. So there was that cold day because the boiler didn't work. There's the HVAC that burst and flooded the well. There's the ice that was on the roof and pulled down the soffit and fascia. There's the two break-ins to the well and our questions about security. And we didn't know what to do. And we moved the vestry meeting to today. So I found myself wondering if this experience I had is like that, where we've gotten distracted by all these things, because we've had a great year as a church. Our offerings have been generous. New people have come to be among us. We've come through the pandemic, and we're in a real spirit of happiness. And then, distractions. And so I found myself wondering, does this work? Is this the way of thinking about our year of St. John's? But when I go to this gospel story, I don't think it does work. Now, there's the idea that you focus and you don't let interruptions, get in your way. And then there's life where, it's all about the interruptions. Maybe you had a week where it was only interruptions and you got nothing done that you wanted to get done. Jesus is neither of these things. What Jesus does is, the interruption is the opportunity to say again what he's about. So, the interruption has radically changed the man who is blind. He can't just focus on what he was doing before, on the begging of every day. His life is going to be very different. And Jesus has had this conversation, and it wasn't an interruption that took him off his focus. It was an opportunity to say again why he came, why he cares about people, why he wants us to pay attention to what the kingdom is. And I want to take inspiration from that and say, on our annual meeting Sunday, you're going to see some numbers and some things that we've had to work through because of these unexpected incidents. The HVAC and the boiler and the roof and the security. But this should be our opportunity to say again, and not in panic mode, but to say again, we're here for the neighbors. We're here for the geographic neighbors. We're here for the neighbors of anyone who would like to be with us, the non-geographic neighbors, just like in the Good Samaritan story. We're here for the kingdom. We're here because we've heard good news, and it's so good we want to share it. That God is in the world, and God is moving. And even when we have distractions in the news, we're living as if God is moving and changing and loving. And so that's what we want to do. So I want to commend to you a meeting where we talk in this hopeful way, and lives where we live open to seeing God at work in the actions around us and also in ourselves.